Lonte and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lonte. He is Jeremy Warner. And that guy behind the glass is Mike Carpenter. Mike is a little terrified of me, so he sits behind the glass. Is that what it is? Are you terrified because I have poison ivy on my face?
Well, it's a mix of that and the roid rage
and the steroids.
And the
I'm
P90.
I'm taking a risk being in the same room as you right now.
Mike Wolf, he's the assistant athletic director for communications at Northwestern University. Mike, how are you doing today?
Great, guys. How are you?
You learned in a split second that not only do I have poison ivy on my face, but I'm on steroids, Mike. So watch out for. I'm waiting for somebody to take a swing at me today. I'm going to knock him down.
I'll stay away.
There you go. Well, Mike, we're having you on today because of your quarterback at Northwestern. That's Dan Persa, a kid that was all Big Ten last year until the unfortunate injury. But you guys are doing something here to kind of get Dan Persa's name out there in the nation, aren't you?
Yes, we are. You know, obviously, we're fortunate to have a first-team All-Big Ten quarterback returning, which we don't have a lot around here. We have, in recent years, we've had a lot of success with some of our guys who've been seniors and who've earned first-team All-Big Ten honors. But it's rare for us to have a first-team All-Big Ten guy coming back, and it's nice to have that luxury. And I think any coach will tell you they love a senior quarterback. And Danny's just a great kid, and we wanted to build on that and use this as an opportunity to obviously create some awareness for him and the program. We're continuing to build our program, not only in Chicago but nationally, and we figured what better way than to promote him as a Heisman Trophy candidate. His name had been bantered about a little bit, sort of on the fringe as a Heisman Trophy candidate. And so myself, our marketing guy, and a couple other members of my athletic communications staff met a couple months ago and just sort of brainstormed and talked about some things and decided, hey, I think there's some things we can do and, help get Northwestern and Dan, a little bit of extra, pub.
Talking with sports information director from Northwestern, Mike Wolf. And Mike, Northwestern's had some, great players, Darnell Autry, Damian Anderson, some guys you think of about that program. Why Dan Persa? Why is Dan Persa kind of brought about, we want to do a Heisman campaign with this guy?
Yeah, we promoted Damian a little bit. Actually, I started here at Northwestern in June of 2001, so I came in, and they had a couple things going, but we didn't have anything really formalized, and, there's some other things that happened that year that really prevented us from doing anything on a more formal basis, and unfortunately, Damian got hurt toward the end of the year and wasn't able to complete the year, so, that was just a tough deal for him, but we knew that with Dan coming back, and we knew that his rehab was going well, there's going to be a strong chance that, he's definitely going to be in the starting lineup when September 3rd rolls around. And, Dan's the complete package, just a tremendous leader, great kid, great in the classroom, great in community outreach, and then, just a, heck of a ball player, a kid who, really it came down to him and or Northwestern and West Virginia for his services. And, he was just, you talk to any major program, they thought that he's, he's maybe 2 or 3 inches too short to play the position, and they wanted him to play another spot on the field. But we just thought that if we could promote Dan, that we could sell him for what he is. He just really represents the type of kid that we get here at Northwestern, and that if we get him out there and introduce him to the world, that who knows what will happen. Sure. I'm smart enough to realize that a Heisman Trophy winner and the candidates, by the time we get into November, it's going to be for a contending team. It's going to be a top player on a top 10 team, and they're going to be, in the hunt for a national championship. Obviously, we'd be thrilled if we get to November and we're in that position, but we wanted to take advantage of the opportunity. Fortunately, I have a tremendous marketing department, and we've gotten great support from the university to, spend a few dollars to help promote him. And we said we're going to go for it.
Well, Mike Wolf, sports information director at Northwestern, launching this Persa Strong campaign, the Heisman Trophy campaign for Dan Persa. I think a lot of people today probably sitting there like, really, Dan Persa, Heisman Trophy? Do you guys realistically think he can do it? You kind of said it there. This seems like it's more of that aggressive marketing strategy that you guys have done, especially in Chicago.
Yeah, it's all part of it. It has to be done. We just don't have the alumni base here in Chicago. Our alumni base is spread out all over the country. Northwestern students come from all over the country, and then when they graduate, they scatter all over the country. And so we just don't have that big alumni base because of our small undergraduate enrollment. We only have 8,300 undergrads. So you do the math. It's that simple to figure out, why we, don't have an 80,000-seat stadium, And so we've got to make a dent in Chicago, and we've got to continue to attract new fans. We have to treat ourselves as like almost a minor league or a smaller professional sports team and market ourselves in a different way than most colleges do. We don't have the luxury of being, the only show in town. So, it's a challenge, but Mike Poliski, who came on board here a year ago, had a background with the Chicago Rush and the Chicago Wolves, and has really invigorated our department, and worked closely with Jim Phillips to come up with a great marketing plan right now. And, marketing, Dan, is just, one aspect of, what we're trying to do here, and trying to take advantage and, just show prospective students, too, that, hey, if you come to Northwestern, if you're a top-line, student-athlete, we'll do our best to help market you as well. So it's all part of it.
Sure. And Mike, I know you guys compete not only with Illinois on the court, you compete for students to come there, and you compete for people to come down to your games as opposed to coming down to Champaign. What has changed in the marketing over the last couple of years that has spurned all of this? Because I know a lot of people at Illinois probably want Illinois to do all that stuff up in Chicago.
Yeah, it really starts at the top here with our president, Morty Shapiro, who's been on board now a couple of years. And you couldn't ask for a better president, somebody who gets it and understands the role of athletics and how important it is, especially at a place like Northwestern, and how it can really enhance your institution. Really just invigorates the alumni and brings everyone together. And he's made the commitment to Jim Phillips that, hey, we're going to put some extra money into your department to help market your program. We're going to give you money so you can do billboards year round. We're going to give you some money to hire some people to come on board and do, we have an executive sales staff, and they do nothing but outbound, sales calls. And that has really helped up our, season ticket base here for both basketball and football. And that's something that's almost unheard of in most college and most college athletic departments. So there's just a lot of positive things that they're doing that are truly making a difference right now. And, it's obviously, it's just a different challenge for us compared to most institutions, especially those in the Big Ten. But, we're having success. We're seeing some good things happen. And we just need to continue the momentum because, obviously, with the addition of Nebraska now, things got tougher for everybody in this conference. And, we're all going to have to work a little bit harder and, because it's going to be tough.
Mike Wolf visiting with us here on the Tay and Jay Show. Now, Mike, I call you the assistant AD for communications, but you're also the sports information director. How do you keep all those straight? You got a lot of different titles, right? In fact, Mike, they just had it on Around the Horn on ESPN. They just showed the dumbbells and talking about Northwestern. So there you go. And Mike, you do this stuff, and I was joking with Jeremy earlier. I said, well, they do this because we're talking about it. We're bringing up Dan Persa, right? So you're getting that name out, and that's the key.
That's what you want. That exactly. We've been, following this on, our social media, Twitter and whatnot since yesterday. And, most of the comments and what's out there has been pretty positive. There's been a few negative ones. But
sure.
For the most part, it's been good. And again, it's people talking about Northwestern, talking about Dan Persa that would not have been talking about him or talking about our program if we wouldn't have done it. So it's money well spent. I mean, the time and effort that we put into it, it's done well. And in a few more days, we'll have his website up, and there'll be lots of additional features there, and we'll steer people there. And anything you want to know about Dan, there you go, persastrong.com.
Well, listen, Dan is an unbelievable student. I think in week 5 of this season, he probably needs to stay in Evanston and study. Don't you think, Mike? Come on. Keep him away from Memorial Stadium. Does that sound good?
Well, I think he needs to play Illinois at least once in his career. So, you know, that's our hope.
Hey, and by the way, before we go, I've got the graphics here that you're letting fans vote on how to what am I trying to say?
Design. Welsh Ryan Court.
Yeah, the basketball court. And I like the second one. I like just the cat, no end behind it. So that's my vote. Does that count?
Okay, get your vote in.
Yeah, I'll go there and get my vote. Hey, Mike Wolf, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with this. I know Dan Persa, all Big Ten, first-team quarterback. It sounds bad to say, but fortunately Illinois didn't have to face him last year, but they will this year, and we'll see how good Dan Persa is. A lot of Illini fans will see him front and center here at Memorial Stadium. So, Mike, thanks so much. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you guys down there start a Big Ten season.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Wolf.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
He is the Sports Information Director at Northwestern University. Mike Wolf.
And Mike Carpenter is sitting here in studio, and I think he's stewing right now.
No. Uh-oh. Well, first off, that was a good interview.
That was a good interview.
Well, it was just interesting. What I wanted out of that was
talks to get really soft.
Yeah, but what I wanted out of it was, how did this come about?
And, right.
You know, it's not, I don't think they think that Dan Persa is going to win it. And Mike said that. You know, he said, it's got to be a top 10 team and we'd be thrilled to be there. But it's all about awareness. We're getting our program out there. And if you're a Northwestern fan, that's awesome.
Yes.
And that they've been really aggressive with this marketing. And that's why I have to give kudos to Northwestern on this. I know a lot of people probably sitting there saying, well, Dan Persa's not going to win this. They know that.
They know that.
But it got us talking about Dan Persa. It's on around the horn.
Yeah, they just showed it on ESPN.
What they're doing is they're sending out these dumbbells to media people.
Or purple dumbbells.
Yeah, and it's Persa strong because he's unbelievable in the weight room. Benches like 300-something pounds and also squats like 500-something pounds for a quarterback.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. So they're sending out these 7-pound dumbbells because, he's number 7? Mm-hmm. So it's a cool strategy. That kind of takes you back in the day how they used to kind of send these Heisman things out.
Well, the frustrating thing for me is watching this unfold and seeing good idea after good marketing idea being done by Northwestern and not our people in the Chicago market. And we have completely ignored it. And when Steve Bartle was on the show a while ago, he said at the University of East Central Illinois, that's what we've become. And that is, I think, one of the bad legacies of Walt Gunther was the athletic director here, was that our marketing department has really not done what it should be doing. Because if anything, Illinois athletics are not in an incredibly different position than Northwestern's, especially football, in that we have not had sustained success in football.
No.
And you would be thinking we'd be the ones taking approaches like this to shine a light on our football program. But instead, you know, these ideas are getting scooped up, and they've done a great job marketing. And a lot of my frustration is just that we have not exploited the Chicago area in any way, shape, or form.
And I know you guys grew up around here.
Right.
Ron, you're Camargo. Mike, you're Urbana. I grew up 40 miles south of Chicago. So Illinois wasn't right in my consciousness as I grew up.
Right?
Illinois sports wasn't a part of this. The first football team I got into was Northwestern with Darnell Autry. I saw them on TV winning games. Of course, it had a lot to do with winning.
Yep.
But when you're in that little area where you don't have a college team that you just have to go to,
exactly,
you go to the one that you see all the time, whether it's on billboards, whether it's on TV. And I liked Northwestern football for a long time. Mm-hmm. They went to the Rose Bowl. Darnell Autry. I watched Damian Anderson.
Yep.
He was from Wilmington, which is right down the road from Piatone. So, yes, I mean, you can fight for those guys. And right now, Northwestern's being aggressive, trying to get those people that don't have that college affiliation. Now, when Illinois went to the Sugar Bowl, my brother was about to go to college to Illinois, so I got into Illinois.
And that
slowly accrued into the Big Ten, obviously, with Darren Williams, D. Brown, and basketball.
Sure.
And I love that basketball team. But there is that group of people, not from around here, up in that Chicago area and even south of Chicago, that they're up for grabs, and that's what Northwestern's trying to get right
now. Well, and it's hard for people, like you said, around here to understand that. And I'm one of them. I was about ready to say when you started talking about that, I'm like, we don't need Chicago. You know, when Illinois wins, then the Chicago media is all about the University of Illinois.
You sound like a hockey fan.
Yeah, right.
Because it's it's ours. It's our little culture.
Exactly.
And we don't want outsiders.
Well,
we used to laugh, the local media,
when Illinois would start winning. Oh, here comes all the Chicago stations and all the rude journalists and all the you guys are going to bump in and have to ask every question. You know, and they're like, you know what, just... You know what? You go back and cover your Chicago stuff and let us cover Illinois. But I get it. I get it. I understand the recruiting is where you need it to be up there. Illinois needs to be a presence in Chicago because ultimately it leads to these athletes. Look, Camargo, Illinois produced me. I mean, I was a heck of an athlete. No, kidding. I'm seriously kidding.
Well,
you're
going to hit a home run tonight.
Yeah, well, maybe. But, you know, honestly, I mean, the athletes come out of Chicago for the most part. And so I understand it. I get it. But there is that faction. I think I speak for a lot of people around here that say, you know what? How can you grow up in Chicago and not be an Illini football fan? This is your state. But I'm a guy that totally goes against that. Right. I go against that when it comes to baseball. Why am I not a White Sox or a Cubs fan? I'm a Cardinals fan. They're not even in the same state.
Right. In Chicago, why wouldn't they be Wisconsin fans?
Exactly.
Madison's as close as Champaign is. I understand it's a state school. It's a state school.
And that's the thing. It's the state school.
Right.
So automatically people around here think. And maybe, you know what, if you don't agree with that or you don't think like that, give us a call. 359-2255. But I don't try to speak for Central Illinois by any means. Nobody's as goofy as I am. But I think that is kind of the feeling. Like, when a Chicago kid spurns Illinois, it's like, well, why wouldn't you come here? I mean, we're a Big Ten school. We've had a lot of success in basketball. Football, you know, we've had our years every once in a while.
Yeah, every decade.
But it's hard. It's hard. But that's what it is.
Well, and the thing is, Chicago has a lot of fan bases there.
Yes.
You know, people come from Iowa. They graduate in Iowa. They come to work in Chicago, Wisconsin, Ohio State.
That's exactly right.
It's not a given Illinois.
Nope.
They're not all from Illinois. It's kind of like when you go to New York. York City, a lot of people aren't from New York.
Correct.
They're from Boston. They can be anywhere on the East Coast. They just go there to work. So maybe their base isn't there.
But the problem that I have with it is, okay, you go up to Chicago, and you got all these different bars, and they say, oh, we're an Iowa bar.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. And you got all these. You got a West Virginia bar. You got a Marquette basketball bar and all these other things. And, yeah, guess what? There's an Illinois bar. But time out. With the alumni presence we have up there, should it really just be Joe's on Weed Street that's the Illinois bar?
There should be a ton of them.
That is the problem, I think. And it's a market that, let me tell you one thing, the best environment I've ever been at for an Illinois event, Illinois athletic event, was Illinois-Michigan 2000. And I guarantee you that a good faction of those 70,000 people that were there were from the Chicago area.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the difference between a sellout at Memorial Stadium and the 45,000, 50,000 that you get
any
normal Saturday. It's those 10,000 that would drive down I-57 to come to these games. Because the people down here are, for the most part, already going.
Listen, my brother lives in Lincoln Park. We've talked about that before. And we make it a habit. If I'm up there during an Illini event, I was up there for Illinois-Indiana basketball last year. So my brother's like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go grab a beer and grab a burger? And I said, where's the closest Indiana bar? Because I knew we were going to beat him. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's one like two blocks away. I'm like, let's go there.
You brought up Joe's on Weed Street.
Yep.
D. Brown tweeted about an hour ago. August 17th, he's having a birthday bash at Joe's.
Sweet.
Chicago. So he'll be there. And I know that after the Big Ten Media Days, Illinois had a big bash there too as well.
That's a cool bar. It really is. But it's one of those. It was funny because we went to this bar knowing it was an Indiana bar. And here all these people come in their little Indiana Hoosier shirts and everything. and Illinois just pounds them. And I'm like, woo! I'm just sitting there cheering, you know, like, you know what? But it is kind of funny.
You were that guy.
Well, I'm on steroids now, so I'm really going to be that guy.
Okay, gotcha.
What do you think about this Dan Persa Heisman campaign? Do you think it's ridiculous, or do you like Northwestern's strategy here? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Do you think they should do this with anybody from Illinois? I don't think there's a Heisman candidate there, but do you think they should be putting Nathan Shoehouse billboards?
I think soon they should.
Up in Chicago. You can also email us, jeremy@myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, @myconnectfm.com. Let's take a break. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.